pray your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. Hebrews, I was in Hebrews chapter 13. The Lord is kind of just speaking some simple things. And there's just so much in there, you know, where we find that, you know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, those are really cool things. And do not be carried. I never loved this verse. This is not what I'm going to talk about, but I got to read it. Do not be carried away by varied and strange teachings, for it's good for the heart to be strengthened by grace and not by foods through which those who are occupied were not benefited. That scripture calls any teaching that's not about the grace of God is strange and varied. You know, it's a strange teaching. Meaning, it's not true, right? There's no truth in it. But anyway, that's what I want to talk about. These cool verses. Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of the lips that give thanks to his name. And jumping down into verse 20. Now, the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, may he equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, that word, we think of the word equip, we always think of those things that God has equipped us to do everything, right? Which is true. In Christ, we're equipped, fully equipped to do anything he's called us to do. Yeah, but this word here, equip, carries a little bit different idea that God has equipped us everything to do his will because he's working in us, within us, that which is pleasing in his sight. And that means he's working this, he's perfecting this thing. Really what it means is he's perfecting this thing within us that he started. Okay? It's just like, it's almost like the work of sanctification. And I was just reading this morning where a guy gave a really good picture, because I'm a picture person. Like when a person getting on a train is like you being in Christ. You're now on the train, right? But the journey to one place to the next is the process, right? You're in Christ, you're equipped, but the journey getting from one place to the next is the process. But this particularly here is that to give us peace, because he says he's a God, may the God of peace, okay, which means peace of mind, to let you know that he is working within you that which is pleasing to him. He's constantly at work, and he's already given us all the equipment that we need, and he's working it out in your experience as I speak, okay? Now, in part of the process of getting there, I really believe, is, and we talked about this some Sunday, you know, just the very environment of God, you know, that he was an encourager, you know, he's an endurer, he's the God of hope, he's the God of peace, right? And Jesus said to abide in his love. You know, if you're abiding in God, you're abiding. There's an atmosphere of the love of God. But there's also an atmosphere we create, right? Because that verse I read to you, through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of the lips that give thanks to his name. And this familiar verse is in Philippians. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Same words that I just read about equip. God's, there's a working, means really bringing to a fine point, you know. Bringing it, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Okay? That's always encouraging. God is at work in us. And do all things, again familiar, without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you are lights of the world. So, it's almost like the Lord is saying this Now, we're working this out. We're just coming into union with what God is doing, you know, to bring us at peace. Not that we're working for anything, but he's doing it. So now we're, okay, Lord, I'm at peace with that. I know you're at work in me, and those are the battles we fight, right? And it says to do all things without grumbling or disputing. And the word grumbling really is the word for murmuring, you know. It's not something you do out loud as much in front of everybody, but you're murmuring within yourself. You know, you're grumbling. You're frustrating. You may not, you know, Ron may not know it. You know, he may not see it, but I'm grumbling. I'm murmuring in my heart. You know, I'm complaining about how God is doing something. You know, that covers a big thing, right? You know, that we're just kind of like frustrated. And that word disputing is the same word in James where it says that we shouldn't be a double-minded man tossed back and forth. And disputing is that I'm reasoning back and forth, you know. I'm trying to figure this out, reason it out. And while I'm frustrated and I'm murmuring and I'm back and forth with this thing, you know. God, what are you doing? What could you possibly, you know. I don't like this, and I'm just back and forth in my reasoning. I'm tossed back and forth. I'm not coming to a right conclusion about it, okay, about how God is working things out within me, all right? Very important in the atmosphere that I'm creating because if according to Hebrews, if it's the fruit of my lips that is giving praise to his name, well, I'm not, you know, and it's just not, it's like saying, you know, in forgiveness, like it's just such a word we say and toss in the Christian life, oh, yeah, I forgive them, you know. Just saying it doesn't mean you've forgiven them, right? Jesus said you got to forgive them in the heart, you know, weighing everything about how much we've been forgiven. So it's not just saying it. So just saying, thanks, Lord, doesn't mean that you're thanking the Lord, right? It's the fruit of the lips. It's the praise of him, right? That brings him good pleasure in the midst of this. So I'm to create an environment around myself that is praising, that is thanking, that is really, you know, even though, and I've you've heard me say this 100 times, you know, when I've gone through the things I've gone through with suffering. Years ago, I gave up. Why? Never ask God why. You know? Flush it. Right? Doesn't work because he ain't going to explain himself. But you can ask the Lord, what? Lord, what are you doing? And he'll answer that one. He'll show you what he's doing because it's the process of working within me. Right? Getting that place of thanking him and the fruit of my lips. Okay? Can I do that without feeling it? Yes, I can. Right? As long as I'm not murmuring in my heart. And as long as I'm not being tossed back and forth through trying to reason it out. This isn't fair. Or why did this? Or, you know, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Because I know exactly what I'm talking about. Because I've done it so much. Right? So create the atmosphere on the ride in the train. Because here's what I really believe. You're in Christ and you're on the train. And you're headed to a destination. Because God is... said, this is where we're going, all right? But if I'm murmuring and I'm grumbling and I'm complaining and I'm, you know, questioning God and I'm upset because, you know, all my friends over here seem to be prospering and I'm here in ministry doing this and they look, you know. And the whole, if you go back and read Hebrews 13 because there's a lot of cool things in there. One, is that our character be free from the love of money or being, you know, coveting anything on this earth. that we're looking for a city that's to come. Yes, there's a lot of cool stuff in there to kind of detach you from, all right, this is stupid thinking, you know. But my responses will speed the train up or slow the train down. Right? And I've had many times in my life where the train just began to slow down. You could hear it, you know, and then speed up because of the atmosphere that I create for God to work within me. Right? And if I'm in union with Him and I'm saying yes, and I create the environment for Him to do it, just like the soils, right? You know, he sowed the seed in all those areas, you know, which I believe the thorns and the things that grow up, that person allowed the Lord to get rid of it, right? Person says when persecutions or the desires for other things start cropping up, weed it out. Okay? So God, you know, He knows that about us. So anyway, you're on the right. You're in Christ. He's already equipped you with everything. He's equipped everything to work within you, okay? So if your train seems to have stopped, then what's the environment around you? Right? So, in a moment, through repentance, that train will pick back up speed. Right? Just a moment. Just, Lord, I confess my grumbling, my all these things we've talked about today. My doubting, and what that word means also, disputing means doubting. You're doubting, have you ever doubted God's goodness and what He's doing? Or doubting His motives of getting you there? Gosh, I have. I've done all of it, y'all. That's the reason I'm talking about it, you know. So, let's chunk all that stuff, right? I like the word chunk. Let's chunk it and enjoy the ride, right? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.